نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقرب ما يكون العبد من الرب في جوف الليل أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected listeners, yesterday we discussed the first treasure of the night, and that was the Tahajjud Salah, Qiyamul Layl. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss the second treasure of the night, and that is dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem that ud'uni astajib lakum, make dua to me, supplicate to me, and I will answer, I will respond to you. In another ayat, Allah ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that when my banda and my servant ask of me, then I am very, very close. I will respond to that banda of mine. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنَ الرَّبِّ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ, that the nearest a slave to his Lord, to Allah, is in the middle of the night, at the time of tahajjud, at the time, especially when one third of the night remains, when everyone is asleep, when everything is still very, very quiet, at that time Allah Ta'ala hears our du'as. Allah Ta'ala responds to our du'as very, very easy and very, very quickly. In fact, on one occasion, someone asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that which supplication, which du'as are readily accepted. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, again, Jawf al-Layl al-Akhir, the last portion of the night. And thereafter Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the second part, that after the prescribed salahs, that is the faras salahs, after every salah, du'as are readily accepted. And at the time of tahajjud, du'as are readily accepted. So this is the time we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person, he does not have any hands, he can't even extend his begging bowls, person is dumb, he can't speak, Allah Ta'ala will even listen to his heart. The du'as that come up from his heart, Allah Ta'ala will listen to the du'as of his. Du'a is such, respected listeners, is silahul mu'min. It is a weapon of a believer. Du'a is the essence of ibadat. And Allah Ta'ala commands us in the Quran al-Kareem to make du'a, to turn to him. Du'a is such, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that inna du'a yanfa'u مِمَّا نَزَلْ وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَزِلْ, that dua is such that it will benefit a person even when times of calamities and disasters, and when a person is undergoing difficulties, then dua will help that person. Dua will come to the fore. And وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَزِلْ, and in future as well. So dua will help a person presently as well as in the future. In the future, that through the dua, Allah Ta'ala will avert calamities. Allah Ta'ala will remove all musibat and bala. Thereafter, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Alaykum ibadallah bidua. Oh, my servants, my banda, that supplicate to me, supplicate and make dua to me. So these are the moments where duas are verily accepted. It's mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when one third of the night remains, Allah Ta'ala comes down, descends to the nearest heaven. What does it mean? Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes in full josh. At that moment, Allah Ta'ala makes announcements. مَنْ يَدْعُونِي فَأَسْتَجِيبَ لَهُ, who is there to ask of me, to make dua to me, so that I can respond to him. مَنْ يَسْأَلُونِي فَأُؤْثِيَهُ, who is there to ask of me, and I will give him. And مَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونِي فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ, who is there to seek forgiveness, make istighfar, so that I may forgive him. So dua is a great weapon, dua is such that it can channel one's destiny in a favorable way. Dua is such that it will benefit a person all the time. Understand, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, dua at the time of tahajjud is that arrow which never misses its target. Subhanallah. And in today's time, the governments can shut the masajid, can close the doors of our masajid, can close the doors of our marakis, the doors of the khankas, the doors to all khair, all avenues of goodness. But the door of Allah Ta'ala will never shut. Allah Ta'ala's doors are open 365, 24/7. Whichever part of the night or day a person turns to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will respond to that person. And he mentioned the hadith that as long as a person does not break ties with family members, as long as a person does not ask for anything haram, as long as a person is not hasty in his du'as, then Allah Ta'ala will accept that du'a. And the benefits of du'a is such, and Allah Ta'ala always looked at our well-being. So there are three benefits of du'a. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, firstly, if a person asks, Allah Ta'ala will looks at your well-being, and Allah Ta'ala sees that whatever you're asking is good for you, then Allah Ta'ala will grant it to you. Asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khairun lakum. Sometimes a person hates something, but he doesn't realize that what he hates is good for him. Wa asa an tuhibbu shay'an wa huwa sharrun lakum. Sometimes a person, he desires something, he wants something, but Allah Ta'ala in his wisdom, his knowledge knows this is harmful for you. So the first benefit is either the person will get whatever he's asking. The second thing, if he doesn't get what he's asking for, Allah Ta'ala through the dua will remove afat, musibat, some calamity was going to befall him. And the third thing, if that doesn't happen, the third thing what will happen is on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will convert all those duas into thawab. Mountains of sawab a person will see to such an extent it is mentioned in the hadith that a person on the day of Qiyamah he will see so much of sawab and ask, oh Allah, where all the sawab is coming from? Allah Ta'ala will tell him, this is all in you of the du'as that you made in this world. At that moment the person will think and they say to himself, if only none of my du'as was accepted, subhanallah. So respected listeners, this is the time we need to extend our begging bowls before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning, praise Allah, send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua, the Quranic duas mentioned in the hadith, make dua for ourselves, make dua for our family, our relatives, the people in the community, and the whole ummah at large. And thereafter send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such du'as, inshallah, will be readily accepted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.